Begin the current daf Masechet Vavasra daf Ayin Tes. Begin 11 lines down at the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues explaining the halacha of our Mishnah. Again, continuing on the theme of this parak, the parak before that, regarding when someone sells something unspecified, what's included in that sale. So the Mishnah spoke about Machar Ashba, if someone sells the dump, Machar Zivla, so included in that sale, secondary to it, what's part of it, what's inside of it, is the fertilizer. That's included, v'chulu, etc., all those cases which have secondary things connected to them, they're all included in this sale. So the Gemara brings related to this discussion that in our Mishnah is talking about a mechira, a sale, what's included in that implicit sale. So too, Tanan Hasim learned over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Me'il in the third parak, which has a similar discussion regarding the halachas of hektish. So the Mishnah says as follows. It talks about three different categories of hektish. Kalaro lemizbeach, whatever is fit to be sacrificed, brought on the mizbeach, and not to be given as part of the hektish, which is for the upkeep of the temple of the Beis HaMikdash structure itself. So for example, let's say there's an ox or a sheep or a goat that's whole, that's tamim, is unblemished. With halacha is actually that if someone goes and is makdish that for the bedek habayis, he actually violates a positive commandment. Because the Torah tells us something that can be brought in the mizbeach should be only brought in the mizbeach, not for the bedek habayis. So too, regarding certain types of turtle doves and young pigeons, and flour, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, all these things, the actual substance is fit to be brought in the Mizbeach, and it's not appropriate to use it for the structure of the Bedek HaBayis. So that's one category. Something that's fit for the Mizbeach, not for the Bedek HaBayis, which is the upkeep of the temple. Or, the Bedek HaBayis to Veloy LeMizbeach. Or a different category, something that's only fit for the upkeep of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, and not for the Mizbeach. For example, gold, silver, precious stones, which are used in the building instruments that are in the Beis HaMikdash, but not sacrificed in Mizbeach. Or third category, loy lemizbeach v'loy lebedek habayis. Certain items that are not fit for either one. You can't sacrifice on the Mizbeach, and neither is it used in the upkeep of the temple. For example, with cheese and milk and garbage dump and grass and all these other types of things, that if someone would be makdish any of these things, it's not fit for the Mizbeach or for bedek habayis. So that's a third category. Now, all these three categories, the first ones that are mentioned are the more distinguished ones. For example, a kachem mizbeach is a higher level of hektish than kachem bedek habayis, and kachem bedek habayis is more chashuv than this third category of kachem damim, which only has a monetary sanctity because it itself is not fit, not for the mizbeach, and not for bedek habayis. It's just used by hektish as it's sold, and then hektish goes and uses its money for the purposes of either the mizbeach or bedek habayis, whatever it was that he specified what it's being given for which hektish, but it itself is neither for the mizbeach or for bedek habayis. So therefore, essentially, this Mishnah is going in what's known as loizu avzu katani, meaning it's saying bigger chiddush as it continues, and saying not only these first cases of kachem mizbeach or kachem bedek habayis, which are more chamer, they're more their hektish is more severe, where there, as we're going to see what the halacha is, that you have me'ila not only in that item, but even what's inside of it, but even these later things, let's say somebody that only has hektish, kedushas damim, still, the Mishnah tells us meilin behen u'mashah b'teichan, that not only do you commit me'ila for that item itself, if you misappropriated because it's hektish, but even what's inside of it that you weren't makdish. As the Mishnah explains, Ketzad, what would the case be talking about? So, for example, hektish bar. Let's say someone was makdish, he said this is for hektish, again, either one of these categories as we're going to see which one each one fits into. He's makdish the pit, and when he was makdish, he only mentioned he's being makdish the pit. And that says the Mishnah, that's what the halacha is telling us, that not only is the me'ila in the pit, but it's also b'mashah b'teichan, what's inside the pit, which it thins since maleya mayim, it's filled with water, where the water is fit to be used for the bedek habayis, for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, because then you can make with it cement, you can make with it clay. But it's not for the mizbeach, because gathered water is possible for the avodah on the Beis HaMikdash, when we use on Sukkot's time water, which is nisach hamayim, pouring of the water, can't be from gathered water. And notice it's not fit the water even to go out and wash the meat of the karbonis, because that was actually used from the amas hamayim, from that stream that went through the azara. So this is a case of lebedek habayis v'loy lemizbeach. But again, although you makdish the bar, it's not only the kedusha on the bar, but it's even in what's inside of it that you didn't mention. So to ashpes maleya zevel, let's say he was makdish only the dump, but it's filled with fertilizer. The fertilizer also has kedusha, and if someone misappropriates it, he commits me'ila. Where again, this category of zevel is neither fit for the mizbeach or for bedek habayis. That's in the third category. Another case is Shevich Mole Yainim. If he was makdish a dovecot, which is filled with doves, which doves are fit for the Mizbeach, and not for Bedig Abayis, because it's not appropriate to use it for the structure, when, anyways, you can't use doves as part of the structure, but also, if something is fit to be used in Mizbeach, you're not supposed to use it for anything else. Now, regarding the dovecot itself, that's actually the third category. That kedusha is only for its monetary value. Because if you would uproot the dovecot from where it is to use it as part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, that would be a great loss. Because the dovecot in its place would be able to fetch a lot of money. So we don't go ahead and uproot it and use it for kedusha Bedik HaBayis. Rather, we use it as its monetary value, and Hekdesh sells it and then use it for whatever they need it for. Now, moreover, this that the Mishnah is telling us, that there's these different categories, Mizbech, V'lei Bedik HaBayis, when it's going through these three different categories, it's not going on what the person was actually makdish. It's actually going on what's inside of it. And that's what it's saying, that we don't have to tell you that if what's inside of it was Kachem Mizbeach, that it's going to be Kaddish and it's going to be Me'iloh, but even something that's lower down, let's say Kachem Bedik HaBayis, even Kedusha is Damim. And that's what the Mishnah is illustrating, that those cases also you're going to have the Halacha of Me'iloh on what's Mashab HaTeichan, again, according to these three different levels. The Mishnah continues, another case is Sadim Malei HaSavim. If you have a field that's filled with grass, so again, the grass, which is what Mashab HaTeichan, again, the person was only Makdish to Sadim. But as we said, that including that is what's inside of it, grass is not fit neither for the Mizbech and nor for Bedik HaBayis. So it's the lowest category. And Elon Nosu Peris, if he's makdish a tree that's full of Peris, that's also not fit for the Mizbech or for Bedik HaBayis, because you can't use it for the structure, you can't use fruits for the structure, and also it's not fit to be brought as a carbon, as the Pasuk says, Kol Servuch HaDavash LeSektiru. You can't use leaven, or you can't use honey, you can't use any of the fruits as a carbon. And Bikurim, although that's brought as a sacrifice to the Beis HaMikdash, is actually not brought on the Mizbeach, that's given to the Kayin like Truma, and therefore that's not considered Royal Mizbeach. So regarding all these items, the halacha is Samoilin Bahen, so a person, if he misappropriates these items that he was makdish, there's going to be Me'ila on that item if he has Hanoah from it, benefits from it, a prut is worth. So for example, let's say the case of the pit. If he puts and he conceals, he uses the pit to put some of his objects over there. Or let's say he puts a pitcher of water down into the pit to cool off. Or if let's say he hangs his objects from the tree. Or he puts his doves in the dovecot. Or he puts his fertilizer in the dump. That's the item that he was actually makdish, so he's committing me'il on it. Now that's what the Mishnah was saying. It's also b'mashab b'teichen. It's also what's inside of that item. If he has benefit from the actual thing itself, where if let's say he eats from the fruits of that tree, or he takes from the dust from the dovecots, or he takes from the water from the pit, he has committed me'ilah, even though he wasn't makdish that, but it's mashab b'teichen, it's in what he was makdish, that also gets to Kedusha according to all three levels, whether it's Kachem Mizbeach, Kachem Bedik HaBayis, and Kedusha's Dam, and he's committed me'ilah. Now this learned out in Masechtas Me'ilah over there, and Daf Yitches Mabeis, that there's different types of halachas, the way Rashbam described it. What's attached to the ground, which are all these items that a person was makdish, which was the field, or the dump, or the dovecot, or the pit, there, since it's attached to the ground, Me'ilah is if you have benefit from it, even though you don't ruin the thing. So by just putting your stuff in the pit, or hanging anything from the tree. But by things that are not connected to the ground, then Me'ilah is only going to be until you're poigim in it, until you actually make a dent in the thing. So therefore, it's by consuming the peiros, so by drinking the water, by doing something, it's actually ruining that item of hektish, which again, which is mashab b'teichan, which is from the thing itself that the person was makdish. Continues the Mishnah, however. Aval hektish bar v'achekach nesmalimayim. What we just described in all these cases, that when you makdish the item, what's inside of it is also hektish, is if it was there at the time that you were makdish it. Now, but let's say, says the Mishnah, if let's say he was makdish a pit, and there was no water in there at the time when he was makdish it. V'achekach nesmalimayim, only later did it fill up with water. Or ashpa v'achekach nesmalizevel, he was makdish this dump, and only later was fertilizer put in over there. Or shayvich v'achekach nesmalayim, or he was makdish a dovecot, and only then did the doves come. Elon v'achkech nasaperis, he was makdash a tree, only later did it carry fruit. Sada v'achkech nasmalasavim, he was makdash a field, and only later did it grow the grass. And that says the first opinion, moilim behen. Yeah, the meal is going to be what you actually makdash, the pit, the field, the dump. But v'ein moilim b'mashab b'techem, there's no me'ila in what's inside of it, that's divi Rabbi Yehuda. The reason is because Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is no me'ila in what's called gidulin, and things that come out, that grow out of the thing that you are makdish, because what it is, it's a grama. It's indirect, in other words, that the ground caused that this the ground which is hektish caused this thing to grow, Rabbi Yehuda holds that doesn't make the item that's coming out into hektish, because ultimately it's not a substance of monetary hektish that's mixed into it. It just came from hektish, but it itself was not hektish, and therefore, although let's say it grew out of that hektish land, that doesn't make it into hektish. Rabbi Yisim, he says, Hamakdish es asada v'sa'ilon. He picks two of the cases. He says, he disagrees. He says, if someone's makdish a field or a tree, then ma'ila mehen ubegedulehen. Then the ma'ila is not only in the tree or the field, which had no fruit or grass at the time of his makdish, but even the gedulehen, that which grows out of it subsequently, is going to have hektish on that and ma'ila on that too. And ne'yashen geduli hektish, because they're outgrowths of hektish, and therefore it does have kedusha of hektish, and therefore it would be appropriate for misappropriation of hektish. Now, Tanya Lin, the Bryce, regarding this machlekes, Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda, that Amar Rabbi. Rabbi said as follows. He says, Nirin div Rabbi Yehuda b'bar b'shoibach. It would seem to me the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the case of when someone is makdish a pit or a dovecot that's empty and then later on it's filled up. Like Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree in those cases to his opinion that then there would not be me'ila in what's inside of it. But v'div Rabbi Yisrael b'sad of ilan. But to me it would seem the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael in the case of a field and a tree, where then there is going to be me'ila in what's mashab b'taycha. That's how Rebbe compromises, where he feels in those cases like Rebbe Yehuda, in those cases like Rebbe Yisrael. This opinion of Rebbe, the Gemara is haimai. What's he talking about? And that is bishlema. We could very well understand this that Rebbe said, his first half of a statement that he said, nirin div Rebbe Yehuda b'bar b'shaybach, he said that it seems to me the halacha should be like Rebbe Yehuda in the case of the pit and the dovecot. Now, Mechlal, the inference is, it sounds like what he's saying is, but regards to a field and a tree, that I don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, in that regard, I hold like Rabbi Yisi. Now, that says the Gemara, that makes a lot of sense, because we see that, yeah, the Pulig, that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Yisi, Asad of Elon, that they do disagree in that case, and therefore he's saying, no, in that case, I don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. I only hold like him by Bar B'Shaivach. Which means I don't hold like him by Sad of Elon, and that's true because there is a machlekes Rabbi Yisrael and Yehuda in that case, and therefore in those cases Rabbi saying like Rabbi Yisi. Ella, however, this that he says in the second half of a sentence that nirin de Rabbi Yisi b'sad of Elon, that I hold like Rabbi Yisi by field and a tree, which sounds like that by a pit and a dovecot, I don't hold like Rabbi Yisi. That has the Gemara mechlal the polig b'bari b'shavich. Is that to say that Rabbi Yisi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda in the case of a dovecot and a pit, and therefore he's saying, oh, I only hold like Rabbi Yisi in the case of a sudden Elon, but in regards to Bar B'Shevach, I don't hold like him, which sounds like that he's disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda in those cases. But that has the Gemara, V'ha Rabbi Yisi Sada V'Elon Kamar. Rabbi Yisi only said, and explicitly he only said, that he disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda only in the case of the field and the tree. But by a pit and a dovecot, he admits to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore the Gemara's question is, why is Rebbe saying that it appears to me div Rebbe Yisi b'sad v'ilon? What he should have said was either the halacha is like Rebbe Yisi in those cases, or I see the words of Rebbe Yisi in those cases. But if he says nirin div Rebbe Yisi b'sad v'ilon, sounds like he disagrees with it's not the case. He does not disagree with him. Now, actually, Rashbam points out this that actually the first half of Rebbe's sentence that he said that appears to me the words of Rebbe Yehuda b'bar b'shevach. You could have already asked the question of the Gemara on that part too, because that inference is that Rabbi Yisi is disagreeing on Bar B'Shevach, because he's saying it's like Rabbi Yehuda Bar B'Shevach. What Rabbi Yehuda? What Rabbi Yisi disagreed with Bar B'Shevach? But it's not the case. But on that Rashbam, since from the Sefer, it's an explicit question, because he's saying on the words of Rabbi Yisi itself, so therefore he didn't bother asking from the Reisha, but really could have asked the same question from the Reisha. So that's the Gemara's question. Why are you saying that? Even Rabbi Yisrael himself agrees over there. It's only the whole halacha that he's coming from that says Mashab Teichan, which fills up later, is going to be hektish only because it's gedule, it's growth. By pit and dovka, it's not growth, so there's no reason to say that halacha, and he agrees over there. So why say Nirin Dir Rabbi Yisrael b'sad of Elon? So the Gemara continues and says, well, and b'chitim, and if you're going to say that, no, you're right. L'divarv Rabbi Yehuda Kamar, that Rabbi Yisrael actually has a totally different opinion. And he does. He disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, not just by the case of Sadav Elon. He actually disagrees by the case of Bar B'Shevach. And therefore, we would make sense the words of Rebbe, where he says, oh, okay, you both disagree on both cases? Okay, in those two cases, I hold like Rebbe Yehuda, and those two cases, I hold like Rebbe Yossi, which is not like either one of them in the other cases. And so then why was Rebbe Yossi saying only by Sadeh Ilon? That was not in his own opinion. His own opinion disagrees even by Barba Shaybach. But he was saying, even you, Rebbe Yehuda, who you disagree with a premise that I'm going with, but at least agree to me by the case of Sadeh Ilon, where it's Gidulei Karka, where it grows from that of Hektish. And that says the Gemara, but you can't even say that either. Because what Tanya Litna Braisa that says, Amr Biesi, he says clearly, Ein ani raya divri shel Rebbe Yehuda b'sadeh ilan. I disagree, I don't see the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda by the case of a field and a tree. Why? He says, I'll tell you why I disagree with him. Memnei shen gidulei Hektish, because it's outgrowth of Hektish. And therefore it's going to have the Kedushas of Hektish, even though it wasn't there at the time that you were Maktish it. Now, so therefore says the Gemara, what you see from the words of Rebbe Yossi himself expressing his own opinion is besadeh ve'ilan hu de'ein deraya. It's only by the case of a field and a tree that he doesn't agree with him. Habibay b'shevach raya, but by case of pit and the dove, he agrees that the water or the doves that come later are not going to be hektish, because it wasn't hukdash at the time that it was makdash, and it comes later, so therefore what does it have to do with the pit that was makdash? By outgrowth, that's what he's saying, but it comes from it, so therefore it's hektish. So again, we're back to the question, if Rebbe Yossi does not disagree with by the case of Barei B'Shevach, why are you saying I see his opinion only in a field and a by a Sada and a Ilan, but that's the only case that he does say, just halacha is like Rebbe Yossi. So that says Gemara, Hachikama. This is what Rebbe was saying. Actually, although we were reading up until now as two separate statements, it's actually one statement that's being clarified by the two halves of that statement. What Rebbe was saying was, Nirin divri Rebbe Yehuda li Rebbe Yossi b'Barei B'Shevach. Although the words we read it were, Rebbe said, Nirin divri Rebbe Yehuda b'Barei B'Shevach. So the way the Gemara is answering now, that's not what Rebbe was saying, that it seems to me his opinion. Rather, it appeared appropriate, the words of Rebbe Yehuda, even to Rebbe Yossi his disputant, b'Barei B'Shevach, by a pit in a dovecot. Meaning, because Sha'af Rebbe Yossi le nechlik alav, because even Rebbe Yossi does not disagree with him in those cases, Ella, and that's what the second half of his statement was saying, Ella besadeh ve'ilan, because he only disagrees with him by the case of the field and by the tree. But by the case of the pit and the dovecot, he agrees to him. So in other words, this that Rebbe said, the words of Rebbe Yossi, were not going back on Nirin. Rather, how you have to explain Rebbe's statement was that the words of Rebbe Yossi were only by Sada and Ilan. But again, as we said, by Barei B'Shevach, he agrees to him. And Rebbe's coming to explain that, he's coming to illustrate this concept that Rebbe Yossi does not disagree in the case of Barei B'Shevach, because we would have thought that maybe Rebbe Yossi actually disagrees not only by Sada and Ilan, but even by Barei B'Shevach. And that is because maybe he holds like a Belozer Rebbe Shimon that we're going to quote shortly, that says, actually, the Me'ilah is even what's inside of it, even in the case of the Barei B'Shevach that you makdish in the empty bar and the empty dovecot, and then later on it filled up, and he holds even there what's inside, the water that comes later is going to be hektish. And maybe Rebbe Yossi also agrees to that, and he disagrees with Rebbe Yehuda in both cases, meaning in all four cases. Now, and this that he said in the Braisa was only going according to the opinion of what he was responding to Rebbe Yehuda was going according to Rebbe Yehuda's opinion. And he's telling Rebbe Yehuda as follows. According to me, I hold me'ilas even by a pit and a dovecot. Because, as we'll see, this is the opinion of Rebbe Elazar later on, that Adam is makna davish lebel oilam. You could be makdish something that's not even here yet, where hektish is kaina, and therefore they're going to get even the water that comes later, even the case of the bar and the shayvach. But what Rebbe Yossi was saying was, when they're saying only Sada be'ilon, he was saying, but even according to you, that you don't hold that you can be makdin davish lebel oilam. But at least admit to me by the case of a field and a tree, where there for sure there should be me'ilah in what comes later, because they're gidul and they're outgrowths that come from and they nourish from the hektish ground itself. That was Rebbe Yehuda disagrees and would say, no, that's what we would have thought. That is what Rebbe's come to teach us, that no. Rebbe Yossi agrees by the case of the pit and the dovecot that the domain of hektish is not strong enough to get a domain like it is by actually a commoner, because although by a commoner it's learnt out from the pasuk v'imhimatzi t'matzi b'yaday, where even a person's own domain, which is owned by him, will acquire stuff that go inside of it, like it's less by gizela, by hektish it's not like that, And rather, the water that comes later, the doves that come later, do not become part of the Hekdesh itself. Hekdesh does not acquire it because it's in its domain. And Rebbe Yossi agrees over there. He's only disagreeing with the case of Sadim and Elon. That's what Rebbe was coming to say. And it was all one sentence by saying, Nirin de Rebbe Yehuda, li Rebbe Yossi. We don't have those words, but to Rebbe Yossi, by B'Shevach, because even Rebbe Yossi himself was only by Sada and Elon. Continuing on this halacha, which we just actually referred to, one of these opinions we're going to quote, is turn about and learn the Braisa. Hekdeshin Rekanan. If, let's say, someone was makdish something that's empty, which later on the Gemara is going to explain, is it referring to an empty pit or and dovkat, or to a field and a tree? But either way, if someone was makdish something empty, and then after you were makdish it, it became full, says the Tanakama, Ma'ilan Behen, Ben Ma'ilan Ba'asha B'teichen. So the Ma'il is only in the thing that the person was makdish, but not in the thing that's inside of it, which came subsequently, which is not considered hektish. Whereas Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon Naimer, he disagrees. He says, no, af ma'ilim ma'asha b'toichan. Me'il is even in what's inside of it, what subsequently came later, also has a din of hektish, and there's going to be the halachas of me'il on that. Amar Rabbi, so Rabbi explains. He says, machlik is besad of ilan. Machlik is tanikam and Rabbi Shimon is in the case of a field and a tree. Where the tanikam is sabalah kribi huda. This is going right back to this machlik is that we just quoted before. Tanikam holds like Rabbi Huda. That whatever comes later, no matter what the case, even by Sada Be'ilon, it's not going to have Kedusha of Hektish. Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon, Sava Krebi Yasi. He was like Rebbe Yasi, who he said, no, by a field and a tree, what comes later is Gedule Hektish, and it is going to be Hektish. Avo, but says Rabbe, Bebei B'Shevich, but regarding a case of a pit in the Dovkat, Divrei HaKol, Moilin Behen, Vein Moilin Mash B'Teich, and there everyone agrees that you're going to have me'ilah only in the item itself, but not in the water or the doves that come later, which that's exactly like we said, that both Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi both agree, and there's no disagreement that what comes later is not going to be hektish. That's how Rabbi interpreted their machlekes. On that, asks Amalei Abaye. Abaye said, and asked the question on his Rebbe, Rabbi, he said, Ve'eloha detanya. But then this that we learned in the Braisa, which actually the end of this Braisa we just quoted, of hektish and rekanan, and then it fills up, the Braisa continues and says, let's say Hekdeshin Meleyan. Let's say when you were Makdish it, it was already full with what's inside of it. You didn't mention what's inside of it. You only Makdish the thing itself, but it's full with the thing that's inside of it. And that says the Tanakama, Moilin Behen Ubimash B'Teichen. Then the Me'ilah will be in what you were Makdish and also what's inside of it. Now, Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon Machlev. Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon, in this case, he actually goes to the other extreme and he switches his opinion, his philosophy. Whereas in regards to the case of when we said regarding the Makdish Reikonin that it's empty, he holds that even what comes later there's going to be Me'ilah. Over here he says when you Makdish Meleyin that it's full already, actually there's not going to be Me'ilah and what's inside of it. Now since it's like an interesting phenomena that he's going to the other extreme where to the contrary it actually should be a Kol Shekein that even if when you were Makdish, it was empty and it only came later, what's inside he says is Hekdesh. So when you were Makdish, inside of it for sure should be Hekdesh. And yet he's saying that actually in that case it's not going to be Hekdesh. That's why the way it says it in the Braisa is that it used the word Machlev. Like as they're here, he swapped all the way to the other extreme and says that it's not going to be Hekdesh. But that's his opinion. Now, that the Gemara continues on the basis and says as follows, which this is the question Abaye had on Rabbah. Now, if it's like the way Rab is saying that the Bryce is discussing a case of a tree and a field, where, as Rab explained, that was the machlekes in the Reisha, the Bryce, by the case of when you makdish reikanin, that's their disagreement if what comes later inside is going to be hektish or not. So, to the case of the Sefer is also talking about a field and a tree. So the question is, then am I machlef? Then that's actually very difficult. The why did Rebbe Lozer Rebbe Shimon switch his opinion in the Seifa to the contrary? Here for sure you should hold that there should be me'ilah in what's inside, meaning in the field or the tree, because here you actually have two reasons why it should be hektish. One, because it's geduli hektish, it's an outgrowth of hektish, and also he was makdish altogether at the same time, where it shouldn't be any worse than when there's a sale, where when you're selling it, it's all included in what when you're selling it. Now the reason for Abaye's question is because, in contrast, as we're going to shortly see in the Gemara, by a case of a pit or a dovkat, then actually you could explain to understand how Rebbe Lozer Rebbe Shimon would actually swap his opinion from the case of when it was empty and only then later filled up to the case of when it was filled up from the beginning, as the Gemara is going to explain. But by a field and a tree, there's no way to explain how he could be machal b'shita. For sure over there, if it's on already at the time of Hekdesh, for sure it should be Hekdesh b'mashal b'teichet. How does he say it's not? Elama Rabba, so rather Rabba retracts from the way he explained, and he says that Machlekes, the Machlekes Tanakama and Rebbe Lazar, by both these cases in this price, or whether it was Malay in the beginning or whether it was Rekan in the beginning, is actually Beber B'Shaybach. It's talking about by a pin in the dovecot, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain. But you're right, Besad of Elon, but by regarding a field or a tree, whether it was originally full or empty, there Divrei HaKol Moilim Behen Masha B'Tech, and there everyone agrees that you're right, Mila is going to be in the item that you were Makdish, meaning the field or the tree, and Masha B'Tech and what's inside of it and what's growing out of it, which is like Rabbi Yis' opinion, where, as the Gemara says elsewhere in Gittin, Nimuka Imai, his reasonings are with him, therefore we pass on like Rabbi Yis'. So that's what Rabbi is saying, you're right. Everyone agrees to Rabbi Yis', meaning if it's Sadev Ilan, not like Rabbi Huda, then even what comes later, or for sure what was there originally, is Masha B'Tech is going to be Hektish. Their Machlekes was by the case of a Poet and a Dafka. So now the Gemara explains. So as the Gemara, B'boi B'Shevach, so regarding the case of a pit in a dovecot, so B'rikonam my pligi, in the Reisha, when it was originally empty, then filled up, what is their machlokes? Meaning, why is it when either one says that it's going to be hektish or not? Or B'malein my pligi. And so how do we understand the case of when it was originally full, where there, as we said, that Rebbe Elazar is actually machlif shitasai, and he says there it's not going to be hektish, Masha B'Techen, and Tanakam holds it is going to be hektish. So the Gemara explains, B'rikonam, regarding the ratio of the Braisa, when it was originally empty, and only then later on did the pit fill with water or the dovecots have the doves come in there, there's Pligi Beplugdid Remei Rabbanan. They disagree in the Machlekes Remei and Rabbanan, which is brought other places many times in Shas regarding someone that tells a woman, you should be engaged to me on the condition that I will become a ger, or that you will become a kigeris. So, what's their Machlekes? The Tanakama in our Braisa that said that there's no Me'ila in what's going to later come, the water that's going to later come, or the doves are going to later come. Savala Krabbanon, he holds like the Rabbanon, the army that they say, in other Makna Devash Leibel Olam. A person cannot make a kinyan on somebody that's not yet here. So therefore they hold, let's say, if someone says to a Gentile woman, here's the engagement on the condition that you become a Geyeris, you become a convert, and then you'll be engaged to me, they hold that's not a kedushin because it's label ilam. You can't engage a non-Jewish woman. So although that she's going to be Jewish at one point, but you cannot do the kinyan, the kedushin, when it didn't happen yet. So the Tanakama holds the same thing over here. When you're makdish this pit, so the water is not here yet. So when you're makdish a pit, you cannot have been makdish the water that's inside of it. And therefore, although later it does come, it's not kaddish. Whereas Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Savak Reb Meir, he held like Reb Meir. Dhamma, that he says, the makna davish label oilam, a person could sanctify something that's not even here yet. So therefore, since he was makdish the pit, which included in the pit is water that comes into the pit, it's part of that. Therefore, included in his intention is the water also, although it's not here, but since it's going to ultimately come, therefore there's no problem in, even though it's not here yet, and therefore it is going to be kaddish. Now, however, on this first part of the braisa that the Gemara is explaining, that's machlekes, is the Gemara has a question. Because Eim de Shama Leila Remeir, you want to say that Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon's opinion is like Remeir. Well, that the Gemara asks, when did we find this concept of Remeir that a person can be makdish something even if it's shleibel olam? Is kikimperis dekel? It's for example like a case where someone sells the fruits of his tree, not the tree, the fruits of his tree to his friend. Now, although the fruits didn't come yet, still the halacha is according to Remeir that the person, the seller, cannot retract if the fruits already came out to the world. Now, because although when he made the kinyan, it wasn't here yet, but once it comes, it's a valid kinyan, because you can be makna davish lebel oilam. Now, on that as the Gemara, that's because over there, it's definite David de asu. That's the normal way of things, that the fruits are going to come out of the tree. Which is also the same as the case that Reb Meir himself talks about, which is amanash hezgar, in the condition that I become a convert, where his intention is to become a convert. And all those cases are all the same, where I intend to, if I become redeemed from being a slave, or you become redeemed from a slave, they're all talking about where the master had promised that they're going to redeem the person. So therefore, those are cases where we know it's going to happen. Now, as Rashbam actually points out something, this case that the Gemara is talking about, that, Remeir only says this by like, when someone sells Peiris Dekel, actually Remeir never talks about the case of selling fruits of a tree. It's actually Rav Huna who's going like the opinion of Rav Meir, as is brought in Maseches Yevamos of Tzadigim Lamed Aleph, where Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that Rav Huna is like Rav is like Rav Yana, Rav Yana is like Rav Chiya, Rav Chiya is like Rav Meir, where it is that they all hold this concept of Rav Meir that a person can be makna davish leibel olam. So what's the case of Rav Huna? Case Rav Huna, as the Gemara there says, is this case that we're describing here in the Gemara, which is if someone goes and sells his fruits of his tree to his friend, Rav Huna says, up until when the fruits come out, then he could backtrack. He could back out. But when it already came, he can't back out because although the kinyan was when it was shleibel oilam, a person could be makne dover shleibel oilam. But that's what the Gemara is asking. It's like that case, the Rav Meir, or the way we're quoting it, Rav Huna, who holds like Rav Meir, that it's going to ultimately come. So although it's not here yet, it makes sense you can make such a kinyan. But hani miyemer da'asu, but these cases, regarding the water of the pit, or the doves of the dovecot, who said it's ever, they're ever going to come? If this guy doesn't come and pour water into his pit, when is it the pit going to fill up with water? And if he's not going to bring doves to the dovecot, well, when are they ever going to happen? So maybe with the Rameh would not hold it, you can mak in the dovish label oilam, because it's not something that's automatically going to, like in place to happen by itself. Here it's not going to happen by itself unless you go ahead and fill it up. So maybe the Rameh would hold that you cannot be mak to such a thing that's label oilam. So how can you say your Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon is going like Rameh? So Rabbi says no. Mishkacha, so you could actually have that same concept of what we call David de Asu in these two cases too. How so? We're talking about where the water comes through his field, through his courtyard, into the pit. Because actually the pit is made on the incline, on the bottom of the incline, where it's going to come by itself to the pit. It is a vidud asa, because all the rainwater just goes down into the pit. Or v'yein ha'boim derech shevachai, in the case of the dovecot, we're talking about where the doves come through his own dovecot. Meaning he has a dovecot right next to this one, and it comes from his dovecot l'shevach to this one that it was makdish, where it is avida d'asr, it is normal for the doves that are born from this packed dovecot that he has to that empty dovecot over there that it was makdish. And therefore, that is something that's avida d'asr by itself. Whereas Rashbam points out, it's necessarily that he has his own dovecot near this one. Because actually, if it was someone else's dovecot, then they could stop and that it won't go to that empty dovecot. But his own, that he doesn't care going to this one, it is avida d'asr. And therefore, again, Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon holds not only what the dovecot, which was makdish, is going to be hakdish, but even the doves that ultimately, subsequently come in there are also going to be kaddish because they are avida d'asr. And the Elazar b'Shimon holds you can be makdish, dover, shleibel oilam, in the case of the avida d'asr. So that explains the machlokes by the case of when it was originally empty and then later filled up. That says the Gemara uba malei b'mai pligi. And what's their machlokes, which here Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon swaps and switches and goes the other extreme. Over there, when it was originally full in the beginning, the water was in the pit, the doves were in the dovecot. What's their machlokes over there? So Rabbi says the case is talking about kigan shehikdish baristam. When he was makdish the pit, he just said I'm being makdish the pit. He didn't say the pit with water. So their machlekes is because Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, he who holds, where again he was machlef over here. And here he actually holds, even though it was there at the time of his makdish, that the water inside of the pit or the doves in the dovecot are not going to be hektish. Why is that? Savala kavu, he holds like his father, and Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, which is brought at the end of Perek HaMeiches Abayis, where Rabbi Shimon says if someone's makdish a field, he is not makdish all that's inside in the field. The only exception is the Charav HaMurkiv. Now, the Gemara explains the reason is because he holds when someone sells something, and so too when someone is makdish something, he's makdish ba'ayin ra. He's in this more stingy, stubborn type of a way is he makdish. Only what I necessarily said, but anything not, I'm not being makdish. The Amma that he says, Reb Shimon specifically holds that dun and din gevayim and din hedi. We learn that the halachas of hektish from the halachas of a commoner, which is ma din hedi, just like when you're selling something to a person. Matzi Amma, you could say, when I said I'm selling you a pit, beira zivinilach, I only sold you the pit itself. But I didn't sell you the water, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, meaning not like the halacha of our Mishnah that said that when a person sells a pit, he sold his water with it. There is an opinion, which is what we're saying, Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon is going like his father, when you're selling the pit, you're only selling the pit, not the water. So the same thing applies to hektish, same thing too. Beira aktish, mayaloi aktish. What am I makdish? Only the pit, and the water I was not makdish. Now, that's only actually when the water was there at the time of the hektish. But in contrast, the case of the resha, when the water was not there at the time of the hektish, then actually Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon holds that the water that comes later will be hektish. Why is that? So we explained that. Because a person is makdish something that even though it's not here yet, and his intention was to be makdish it. Now, the reason is because something that he himself didn't merit yet, because the water's not even here yet, the dove is not even here yet, there, conversely, maybe paradoxically, you can't say over there that he sells it or is makdash ba'ayin ra. Because it can't be stingy or stubborn or holding on to it miserly, because he doesn't even have it. So there you're not going to say that, oh, I don't want the water to be hektish. No, to the contrary, he does want it over there. Now, when the pit is filled with water, and the water and the pit are his own, and then he's makdash only the pit, then you could say, okay, when he makdash with ayin ra. So he wants to hold on to the water. But if at the time there is makdash, there's no water in it, then we say he's makdash whatever he's makdash, which includes the water too, because he can be makdash even though it's labeled oilam. But why don't you say ba'ayin ra? You don't say because it's not even his yet for him to hold on to it. So that's the understanding of how he's machlef his shita. And the parentheses have it, which Mashal takes it out. It's obvious Rashbam did not have this gear. So too is the Tanakama Sabbat, the Tanakama, the Rabban who disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, they hold that ain't done the din gevayim and din hedyot. That no, that we don't learn out the halachas of hektish from the halachas of hedyot, meaning they disagree with his father, Rib Shimon. And to the contrast, no, although when you sell, maybe you might sell ba'ayin ra, but when you makdish ba'ayin yafa, so therefore, although you makdish only the pit, that includes, if the water's inside of it, the water too. Or another interpretation, which is meaning not like the gear, so the parentheses that Rashbam brings, is that the Rabbanan would hold like Rib Nasan, who he says that if you sell a pit, you sell the water with it, which is the opinion of our Mishnah, and therefore, since even by a sale, when you sell the pit, the water is included, so it's for sure hektish not any worse than that, and therefore that's why they disagree by the case of hektish, when it's melein, when it's full with a thing at the time that you makdash it, not only is the pit hektish, but even the water that's inside of it. Now the Gemara concludes this discussion by asking that v'din hedyit loy, is that really so, the way we're describing that, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that by a hedyit, that when you're selling the water, they're selling the pit, the water's not included with it too? And therefore, oh, so he holds like his father that hektish the same as hedyit, and just like by hedyit, when you sell the pit, the water's not included, so too by hektish? And that's how we understand the seifa of the brisa that he holds, that when it's malayan, actually what's inside is naknami hektish? But vatznan, wouldn't that Mishnah explicitly not like that? A Mishnah said, mochabar, mochramemav, when you sell the pit, you sell the water with it. So therefore, hektish shouldn't be any worse than that, and therefore, the water should be hektish. So why is he machlef hishita when it's malayan? Where again, as we said, he even says when it's not even there at the time, it comes later, it's hektish. For sure here, that Amar Ravi says no. Masnitin yichidahi. Our Mishnah goes according to one individual Tana, which as the Gemara is going to explain, that's Rav Nosson, but the Rabbanon disagree with that opinion. And therefore, it's not difficult under Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, because he's going actually like the majority, like the Rabbanan, and that's why he says that, yeah, when you sell a pit, the water is not included, and therefore hektish is the same as the sale, which when you makdash the pit, the water inside of it is not included. It's kind of like learning the Braisa. Mocher bar, loy mocher meimav. The Tanakama, meaning the Rabbanan, the anonymous opinion, which is the Rabbanan, holds actually, if you sell a pit, the water is not included. And that's who Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon was going like. Reb Nosson Omer, who's a Das Yachid, that's the opinion of our Mishnah, holds Macher Bari Macher Meimav, when you sell a pit, you include the sale of the water with it. But Rashbam actually concludes, and he says, Halacha is like our Mishnah, because as the Gemara in Yevamah of Ben Beis says, when you have a Stam Mishnah, meaning an anonymous Mishnah, and you have a Machloikis in that same Halacha, and the Brais Halacha is like the Stam Mishnah. Now, although he addresses that the Gemara says that, but our Mishnah is only in the individual Tana's opinion, that's not to say that we don't hold like that. That's just coming to explain to us, so why is it Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon said not like the halacha of a Mishnah? Oh, that makes sense because he's saying like the Rabbanan. Now, but that still doesn't tell us that we don't pass in like a Stam Mishnah, which Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi specifically said it in an anonymous way because he didn't want you to say, oh, it's a Yachad. We don't say like that. He wanted the halacha to be like that and therefore it is like that. But however, if an Amora says something of his own opinion, where he wants to pass an halacha, whether something's permitted or forbidden or some type of a law, and then we ask from a Mishnah, and the Gemara answers, oh, yichidahi, but don't ask on him from the Mishnah, that's only an individual Tana's opinion, then says Rashbam, then actually we would not hold like that Mishnah. And actually we would rely on the Amora, because it would almost be like the Amora is saying, the halacha is not like that Mishnah. Because although we asked on that Amora from the Mishnah, and the Gemara answers, oh, don't worry, that's a Yachid, so what do we do with the Amora still? That's obviously meaning saying the Amora who came much later and he's saying this halacha, not like the Mishnah, it's like the Amora is telling us, And we rely on him because he obviously knows all the information of which Mishnayos are what and all the calculations up till his time, that we don't hold like that Mishnah. And if in those situations we wouldn't, but in this situation we do, because the Gemara is not saying that, oh, it's Yechida, and therefore we don't say like it. It's just explaining why Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon said his opinion, which is that when you sell the pit, that you're not selling the water, and therefore the same thing applies to Hekdesh, which just explains his opinion. But our Mishnah is like the opinion of Rabbi Nosson, that when you sell the pit, you sell the water with it too.